This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's a matter of when I feel like Zion, because he's physically fine. So we can only speculate. So let's be fair. We're speculating. He doesn't feel like Zion. Well, what does that mean? Guess what? You know, like I said, there's a lot of us out there that just don't feel like ourselves sometimes, and we push it forward. Yeah. And you may say, and it's fair to say, well, we don't have that sort of pressure situation that he's dealing with. Well, that's why he's paid that kind of money. And, you know, we're just trying to be fair and trying to speculate. What do you think about it? It's a little deflating from a fan's perspective. Your team's in it, and your best guy's not out there, and he's physically fine. So it's kind of a tough one to swallow, to be honest.
Yeah, but, I mean, it sounds rude, because if it is a mental health thing,
but a little rude, you know? Absolutely.
But can you start using the word bust if he's just not playing, whether it's physical or mental, if Zion's just not going to be out there? Could you start saying the whole talk of him being a once-a-generation talent? Joel, you were saying that when he plays, he's lights out.
I saw him play in Minnesota. He's phenomenal.
When he's on the court. Get him on the court.
When he first came to the league, I posted, go see this guy while he's healthy. Because the heavy set guys who come in on the knees, they don't last.
But, yeah.
And a guy said, oh, no, he's one of a kind. He's whoop-de-whoop. Well, he is what he is.
He's a big dude. Remember when he broke his sneakers in college?
Yeah, Rich is saying he went from busting through his sneakers to straight up bust.
I don't believe he's a bust because
I don't think so.
They moved him to the point guard, like point forward. And my goodness, he dribbles it. He dances. He drives. He rebounds it. He puts it in. Now, I don't know about him defensively, but. And he probably eats boned in wings.
He probably does. He's a man. But can he get out on the court? Your phone calls, let's go to your feedback. And I'm reading what we got on Twitter and Instagram. And a lot of people are saying, like, first of all, a lot of feedback on the wings. People say there's no shame in the boneless.
I'll tell you what, though.
With a fork and knife? Come on.
I'm having some regrets right now because my schedule's a little off. And my tummy, my belly's rumbling.
You're not feeling like Covino.
I'm not, but I'm here and I'm pushing through.
You got nuggies in your tummy.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, man, maybe 12 nuggies was a bad choice last
12.
Week.
12?
Yeah, because I definitely picked on some other nuggies. Jeez.
Oh, you mixed them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had honey barbecue, and I had the mango habanero.
Oh.
So, anyway, let's spicy. Go to the phones. Let's go to the phones.
And your stomach hurts?
You got
surprising.
The bubblies.
I do. Spicy. I got the bubble guts. But I'm here. That's what counts.
Chucky. What's up? Chuck in Ohio. How are you, bud?
Hey, I just want to apologize to you guys before I make my point. I'm just not with it today. You know what I mean?
Not feeling it.
Not
just,
everybody
I'm
is.
Just,
same.
I'm just not feeling it. Let me tell you something. I've been in broadcasting for a long time. Never made a lot of money. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. I've never made more than 30 grand a year. And I'm tired of hearing these guys whine. Look. And they even want me to pay to watch them on TV. Give me a break.
Yeah, I
I'm
know.
Over it. I
it's just we dance around it. We're so we handle these situations so delicately because nobody wants to say the wrong thing. You know, like Rich alluded to before, you know, I've had panic attacks where I thought I was dying.
I remember going to Covino's house once. His girlfriend called me and she's like, "You might want to swing by. I don't know what's wrong with him." I get there and Covino's sitting in the back.
I was alone. Yeah, I was home alone. I thought I was dying.
Covino's girlfriend was out of town. She's like, "Can you go check on him?" I'm like, "Check on him?"
Dude, I needed an emergency situation. I had friends there. I had to call the ambulance.
I was like, what the hell's going on with this guy?
I thought I was like, guess what, man? I didn't want to, but I went to work the next day. And I'm not saying that everybody needs to be like me. Everyone handles things different. But
it's not like he got run over by a snowplow.
Yeah, exactly. No. Here's the thing. Here's what I was going to say. I understand that people need a timeout. I do. And I understand the feeling of, I don't know if I'm really going to add to it. Because, you know, Zion said that he doesn't want to sort of get in the way or be hesitating or not contributing in a way that affects the team, which sounds selfless, and I commend that.
Yeah.
I feel that way if I'm not feeling 100 and my friends are like, yo, come on, we're hanging out tonight or we're partying or we're having a get-together. I feel like, you know what, man? Maybe I'll sit this out because I don't feel like I could add to the fun.
Well, dude, selfishly, right? We just want to see Zion out there.
So,
in that scenario, selfishly, your friends want you out.
But listen to this. There's a difference between me sitting out on a fun night out because I feel the way Zion feels and not going to work. Like, we have to realize this is his job. It is. It's his job. And I understand that there are times you need days off and you need personal days. I get it. But this isn't just some regular game. And I understand it is a game, but they're paid a lot of money for this game. This is a big game.
Yeah. What about Naomi Osaka? What about Simone Biles? There have been a lot of top-tier athletes that have had to pull themselves out of a competition or sit one out. Kevin Love, I said before, he was one of the first to talk about it.
Everybody's very sensitive to this now, as they should be.
That's right. That the key word is now, because a Piston fan, I was in Detroit. Scottie Pippen came to town with Michael Jordan, and we on the streets heard that Scottie's not playing. He has a headache.
Yeah, and as a fan, you don't have the right to be disappointed.
I think you do.
Oh, no, I was like, he's soft.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. And that mentality now is a bit frowned upon. So we're being as sensitive as possible. And I'm just saying, as a fan.
He didn't want the smoke.
You can't help but say, oh, man, come on. We want to see Zion out there. Again, 877-99 on Fox. Let's talk to Brett in Arizona.
Yeah, Brett.
It's Covino, Rich, Spot, Joel, Danny G. It's Fox Sports Radio. We're in for Dan Patrick.
Good morning, guys. I absolutely love you guys in the afternoon. Thank you for taking over. It's the only time that I don't get to have to slip over to the mothership because Calturn and the Todd couple suck. So you guys rock. You're doing a great job. The problem is, don't go soft on these weak kids. We raised generations of trophy kids. And this whole thing of, I don't feel like playing. Simone Biles took a spot from somebody who worked their ass off to get to the Olympics. And she took it just so that she could get the publicity. And then she has one bad day and quits. Stop babying these kids.
You know what,
rub
Brett?
Rub some dirt on at Zion and freaking be a man.
You make me think so many things because we're trying to be sensitive, right? Because it's a different time. We are more understanding than ever, right? And we all admit that we're never 100. I'm never 100, but I push through it. It's like we lost that. Like, who's in his corner saying, Zion, you're the man. Get out there and show them. What happened to the show them you're a tiger? Show them what you can do. Eat some Frosted Flakes.
That's the solution. Oh, let me DM.
You're a tiger.
I'm going to DM Zion right now. Zion, do you ever think about maybe a little Frosted Flakes this morning? You'll be ready to go tonight?
There is no tomorrow, Ryan.
Where's his Apollo Creed?
I'm so torn on this. I'm torn like Creed. Who else is torn? Natalie Imbruglia.
I'm torn. People are saying like that would be the wrong approach. But sometimes in life, you need that nudge. Dude, there's been times in life where I'm like, I don't want to go to work. Or I don't want to go to the gym. Or I don't want to do anything. And then someone, and usually that's my own guilty conscience or my own voice. But someone will be like, dude, get out there. Because that's when you got to push it. I know, and I understand. I'm sympathetic that Zion doesn't feel like Zion, but he needs to get out there and play. This is his team needs him.
This is a tough subject, you guys.
It is, Joel. You know
what?
It's
very tough. But I'm coming from a fan perspective. I am. And a guy who does deal with a lot of anxiety and things like that. To the point where I feel like I'm dying, Joel.
Covino, yeah. If he doesn't play and they lose,
it's not the end of the world.
Can he go on vacation with you guys?
Ooh.
Or are you going to look at him in the side eye and say,
you know what I would say?
You need to stay behind and feel like Zion.
You know what I would say? How old is Zion? How old is he? He's a young man.
20.
Zion age. 24. Young man.
3. 20. He started young. Remember that.
Yeah, I know.
He's 22.
22. All right. Now that puts things in perspective, right? 22 years old. Let's just say
most people
40-something.
Most people are wrapping up college. He's a young man.
I'm 40-something. With love, I would respect this guy. This guy is unbelievable. Like Joel said, he's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of guy. From a big brother perspective, wouldn't you just give him that tough love and be like, hey, dude.
But I got to tell you, the number one, you know when we learn things throughout life.
This is all with respect. I think this guy's one of the greats.
The same way when you're arguing with a woman, you never tell her, calm down. You learn that when someone's dealing with mental health stuff or anxiety, you can't be like, hey, man, cheer up. It doesn't work that way. I'm not trying to sound soft, but I'm not trying to sound too old school. I want him out there. But that's a selfish fan perspective. If this guy is saying, I'm not feeling like Zion, to be like, come on, man, get out there. It's like telling someone that's depressed or has anxiety, just forget about it.
Covino's not letting him go on vacation with him.
He's not.
Well, no, I'm letting him come, but I'm going to give him some tough love. And for some reason, we as a society are allergic to that nowadays, right? You just don't want to nudge somebody. Sometimes people need a nudge. I'm a guy that needs a nudge. You know, not always. Let me be very honest with you, Joel. A lot of times the boss will hit us up and they'll say, hey, do you want to fill in for Dan Patrick and do the Dan Patrick hat trick? And I'm like, wait a second, I got to wake up at what time? 4:30 a.m.?
And then Covino's like, oh, that's a lot of pressure. And then Covino hit me up and I say to Covino.
You know, Rich says, show them you're a tiger.
Show them what you can do.
Rich gives me that little nudge like, yo, man, show the world who you are, man up, and be the man. And I'm like, you know what, man? Thanks. You're right.
I mean,
you think I want to get up at 4:30 all the time? It is an honor. I love seeing Joel.
I have to remind him. I go,
I need that nudge.
We get to see Joel. Dan Patrick has the hugest audience in sports talk radio. And I tell him, stop it. Stop your silliness. Yes, Shapiro, we're filling in. Wednesday, Thursday,
think
Friday.
Think about the opportunity, right?
Yeah.
And then Camino's like, you're right, bro.
And and I know. And it just depends on what mood I'm in, right? Because I'm a moody guy. That's why I feel like I am an okay guy to speak on behalf of this a little bit. I'm a moody dude. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, I don't. You know what they call me? Remember the characters Pig Will and Pig Won't in your children's books? Pig Will. I'm Pig Won't. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to get out of bed sometimes. I don't want to go out sometimes. You know, but you push through it.
Yeah.
And sometimes we need that nudge.
That based on our relationship, should I be the one to hit up Zion?
I think a guy like LeBron, you know. Hey, man, what's going on? You're feeling 100? Yeah, man, I feel great, but I just don't feel like Zion. LeBron or someone he admires.
Some mentors.
I'd be like, hey, man, like you got to realize a lot of us feel that way. And we just went out there, and you know what? When we're out there on the court, it goes away. You know how it is. You're the man, Zion. Go out there and perform. The fans need you. The team needs you. Do your thing. Even if you don't perform at 100, your 70%, your 60% is better than most, and that's going to motivate the team.
But don't you think most Laker fans, at least the ones that I talk to, don't you feel like they think LeBron went to AD and had that big brother talk with him?
Yeah, some people need that, man. I think Zion needs that. Again, based on what we know. Right, we don't know everything. We don't really even know what that
another,
means.
Another quote, by the way. I'm looking at all the TVs here. Skip and Shannon quote Zion, I can't escape what the world thinks and what people's opinions are. So I see that quote, and if I'm trying to
sympathize.
If I'm trying to tie it all together, I feel like he's a young man that is trying to balance everyone's opinion, social media, life, pressures.
Yeah, we can
mental
never,
health,
we can never
physical health. He's been on and off. You know, the guy's dealt with a lot, but again, once in a lifetime talent. And yeah, listen, they're dealing with stuff other generations didn't
Michael
have to deal
Jackson
with.
Michael Jackson talked about that. How he couldn't sleep because of the people's expectation and all he had to deliver. He had to start taking the drip.
And you know what? Man. And Michael Jackson, oddly enough, Joel, you know what he didn't have to deal with? Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. I can only imagine. You know, you see it a lot with teenagers and how there's a lot of issues with bullying and mental health online. And, you know, people worry about what people are putting on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok way too much. He's not immune because he's Zion. He's 22. This guy grew up in a world of social media. So when I see a quote like, I can't escape what the world thinks, this is a guy, like, we joke about Kevin Durant getting all in his emotions and in his feelings about social media. Maybe Zion's the type of guy that's like, yo, everywhere I look, social media, real life, there's a pressure for me to be Zion, and I'm not feeling like Zion.
You know, hold on a second. I got to call my mortgage company because I don't feel like paying my mortgage. It's too much pressure.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is at the end of the day, there is a lot of pressure, but it's also his job. And you got to realize, Covino and Rich, we're not former athletes. We're just fans. So, I mean, I'm a former athlete in my mind.
I mean, how many Little League home runs?
Bring up the Little League?
Yeah, Little League home runs.
I mean, I did have 27 Little League home runs.
Well, that's because you were 5'10 when you were 12, but haven't grown since.
But that doesn't change the facts. But, you know, from a selfish fan perspective,
we want to see him. Yeah.
We're just being honest. How could you not feel that way? It's coming from our selfish perspective of just want to see the best out there.
You know what?
If he's physically able, then I'd like to see that. We'll go to your feedback and phones.
Dude, we think about it even, forget mentally, physically. Even when guys are banged up, we're like, yeah, but get him back out there. We're just selfish fans that want to see these stars and people on the biggest stage. Like, I'm a Mets fan, Joel. In my mind, I'm like, come on, Edwin Diaz. I know you blew out your knee in the World Baseball Classic. Hey, get the rehab going. We need you back on the mound come September, October. I'm not considering his feelings and health. I'm a dumb fan that's like, get him back out there.
I'm like Covino, though. If you're going to sit out, then don't impress me in warm-ups. Don't come out there with 360s and through the legs and laughing and joking.
Honestly, yo, Joel, I think he, like I said, I respect his honesty. I feel like he almost gave us too much information. I'd feel a lot better just hearing that he's just doesn't feel 100%. Yeah.
Sometimes the honest answer does you no good. It's like when you ever have someone be like, why did we break up? Well, do you really want to know?
Yeah, I'd rather him lie to me and say, you know,
don't want me to tell you what's wrong with you?
His toe hurts.
I'm not going to tell you what's wrong with you. I'm just going to be like, it was me, you know.
It's
like,
always funny to me on how Rich can compare everything to relationships. Covino is the one who has the girlfriend.
Joe, every time we've all been dumped, right? Do you want to know the reason why every girl in your life has ever said, like, yeah, I'm done with you?
He has halitosis.
Yeah, you don't want to hear something about your breath or what's in your pants. You don't want to hear the reasons. Brandon in Georgia, you're
on. He ate boneless wings.
I couldn't take it. Brandon, Georgia, what's up, buddy?
First off, I'm eating boneless wings. I'm dunking them in ranch until my stomach can't fit them anymore.
You know what? Let's do it. What's up, Georgia?
Two on Zion, man. I just think we got to quit babying folks, man. I don't think it's selfish for fans to want him to play. If it wasn't for the fans, that team wouldn't even exist. Okay.
I mean, that is true.
I own my own business. If I get a big client coming in saying, hey, I want you to quote my insurance, I can't say, I'm not feeling it. If I push through and I do it, well, guess what? It's going to feel that much better when I land that account.
Well, Brandon, and I agree with you, right? But it poses the question, how do we find that balance, though? Then how do we...
Yeah, what's the balance between being too soft and being too old school?
Right, because we don't want to downplay these things. We've come a long way. We've learned a lot about mental health or being sympathetic to people not feeling...
You know what it is? You don't want to get the approach. You don't want to take the mentality of like, come on, man, toughen up, get out there. That's too old school, but you know what's too new school, Joel? Saying, oh, you're not feeling it? Don't worry, you don't have to play. Like, there's got to be a balance between babying...
It was the changing of the guard when Bobby Knight, when finally we got the Bobby Knights.
Yeah, when you can't throw chairs at people anymore, Joel.
You can't come to Bobby Knight talking about Zion doesn't feel like Zion.
Yeah, it's a really like, where's the balance between old school and new school? You don't want to be, you don't want to be like insensitive, but you also don't want to be like.
But that's why
this
is a particular story, because this isn't just a regular season game.
Yeah. Let's take one more quickie now. Steve, you're on in Key West. What's up, Steve?
Well, you guys are finally, somebody has hit on the problem. I've been bipolar all my life. Okay, I'm 61 years old. I worked nuclear power plants all my life. I said I was going to retire in Key West. I'm from Crystal River, Florida. where Mike Hampton went to high school. Okay, you're familiar with Mike Hampton.
Of course, I'm a Mets fan, and that guy signed a big deal with the. I remember he signed a big deal with the Rockies and never really delivered.
He signed a 7-year, $121 million contract. He was the highest paid baseball player ever. 2 weeks later, A-Rod signs for $240 million. Okay, Mike Hampton was also one of the best batting pitchers. He's still in the top 10 ever. Mike Hampton was a home run hitter. His daddy was a softball player.
We all know that Bartolo Colon was the best.
All right, so what's your point there, Steve?
Here's my point. This Zion is bipolar. He hasn't been tested yet. My dad taught me three things in life. The restaurant business, which he had three of them in Citrus County. He taught me how to play poker because he used to go to the World Series of Poker before it ever hit TV. And he taught me how to shoot pool. He was one of the best pool hustlers I ever knew. But I'm bipolar. Let me tell you something. When I'm in my bipolar low, I'm suicidal. I had a suicide attempt at my daughter's house in Homosassa Springs, which is right by Crystal River. When I'm in my bipolar high, I'm the best pool shooter in the world. When I'm in my bipolar low, I'm suicidal. There's not much of a medium for me. And I'm telling you right now, this guy wants to sign it. He don't want an agent. Okay, because we think we run the fucking. Whoops,
well,
we think
we there run. You go. Okay, hold on. This is really interesting, and I appreciate the perspective. Again, Steve is here from Key West. He's bipolar. If he's dealing with that allegedly, we don't know that.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know that.
What's the path?
Are you more understanding then? Because how could he sit tonight when his team is playing?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Keith in Alabama. What's up, buddy boy?
So I keep looking at this from the perspective of the GM or the owner or the coach or whatnot. These guys whose job, well, not the owner, but these guys whose jobs might be on the line based on how well the team is playing. And injuries are going to happen in sports. You can't avoid that. But if I've got some, and instead of painting with broad strokes, if I'm looking at Zion and he's already missed time because of injury, but now there's this other thing of him just not feeling it, I don't know. I feel like if I was the GM of the Pelicans, I might look at Zion and be like, look, man, you got to do what you got to do. But unless you finish this playoff series as the finals MVP, I got to do what I got to do and trade you for somebody that I know will be there when he physically can, because I have a job to do as well.
That's another good point. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, trade him to the Pistons, please.
Yeah, Joel, take him on the Pistons. 877-99 on Fox, Covino, and Rich. Do you want to take one more phone call now, or are we getting into some midweek major?
Let's get into midweek major, shall we? Let's do this.
Covino and Rich gets you over the middle of the week with midweek major.
Ooh, I love that.
We throw sports and pop culture headlines and topics at the fellas, and it's like the kids say.
That's so mid. Week, definitely major.
CNR scoring. Midweek major.
Oh, yeah. Welcome in to a Wednesday morning.
Yep.
It's a hump day in for Dan Patrick. You got CNR. And before we hand this over to the number one host of Midweek Major in the country.
I'm the only host, Danny.
I ran the dice over to the studio. If you're new to Covino and Rich, they roll the dice to see who has the highest number and who gets to answer Spot's questions first.
Oh. Right.
Because whoever answers, advantage.
Exactly. You get the edge if you answer first.
So much edge. Let's roll the dice.
Come on, the dice. Who's shaking them first?
All right. I rolled a whopping
seven.
Seven.
K out, everybody.
Crap.
Seven. All right, here we go.
Rich is rolling. Rich is using the floor.
Eight.
Yes.
All right. Rich goes first. Sweet, I can steal all the great answers. Let's go, Spot.
Ladies and gentlemen. And now, the most famous man from Scotch Plains, New Jersey, Spotty Boy.
Hey, Spot.
That's really not true. I'm really not the most famous person from Scotch Plains, New Jersey. Hi, guys.
What's up, buddy?
I'm slowly waking up. I'm still there. All right. Weird story to start out. Rich, I know you're a big Tom Brady fan. Huge supporter.
I told you yesterday on our afternoon show, if him and Taylor Swift, both single now, got together, would be the biggest power couple in history.
Could happen.
I said for the record that I think Tom Brady's the prize. He's the catch in that power couple.
Get out of here.
Well, he might have another little thing on his resume. Have you ever wondered what he would be like as a comedian? I mean, have you ever wondered this?
I mean, you know, he shows a little more personality post-Belichick's in the last couple years, but no, I can't really see it.
I doubt it. Well, an AI program has analyzed Tom Brady interviews along with thousands of hours of stand-up comedy and has generated a full 1 hour stand-up comedy special hosted by none other than Tom Brady. They've released like a 10-minute snippet online. It's him. It sounds like him, but like the content's really weird. It just seems very awkward, and it makes you wonder, like, is this where we're headed now with content, AI-generated content?
I knew one day I'd look back. I knew. This is so mid. I knew. One day I'd look back and I would say, Chappelle, Carlin, Eddie Murphy, Bill Burr, Tom Brady. The guy's a comic.
He's one of the kings of comedy?
I mean, I saw some AI the other day. I saw a clip I was telling you online where it was Joe Rogan, and he was talking about Donald Trump, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And then I was like, wait a minute. Yo, it was fake. We're going to enter a world where I think there's going to be a lot of deniability because people can say, oh, that's not me.
But Tom Brady's a comic. It's sort of funny in a way because he's so not funny to me.
Yeah, I think it's weak because there's nothing funny. I mean, he's personable, but Tom Brady is no Steve Harvey. He's no Cedric the Entertainer. He's no king of comedy. It's as simple as this. He's an athlete. So, you know, relative proximity, he's funny for an athlete, but he's too handsome to be funny. To be that funny.
Yeah, if you're handsome, I'm like entertained. If you're handsome, you have to be funnier.
Be like extra funny if you're that handsome, like that Matt Rife guy.
Yeah, good young comic.
He's handsome, but he's got to be next level funny. And that AI story, the AI aspect of it, I think that's extra weak too because we're never going to know what to believe.
Weak.
If our older relatives were fooled by Photoshops and deepfakes, how are we ever going to know what audio deepfakes or what AI is real and what's not real?
Yeah. I mean, our parents do get fooled by Photoshops. Do you remember? Joel, funny story. My mom, someone Photoshopped me in like dominatrix gear and put it on Facebook. My mom hit me up and she goes, Richie, I can't believe you're into that.
Why would you post that online?
And it was, by the way, such a blatant Photoshop.
It was so bad.
Rich's head was three times too big.
So if parents get fooled by Photoshop, I think every generation is going to get fooled by deepfake audio.
And that's scary. Yeah, that's scary. So weak.
Well, enjoy filling in for Dan Patrick because next time they'll just put together his voice.
Weak.
No, our afternoon show, they actually are using AI to fill in for you today.
Oh, perfect.
All right,
great.
All right. Well, we've discussed the pros and cons of the pitch clock.
Yeah.
Obviously, tighter games. The average game is officially down 31 minutes in the first few weeks of the season.
And by the way, they're saying advantage younger player because it's less of an adjustment. Like some of the veterans.
Oh, some of the stats are going up, actually.
Yeah.
But one of the big concerns that we had was about concessions. Right?
Yeah.
Remember, if you're going to the game, you're in the stadium, you don't have enough time to wait in line, all that stuff.
Yeah, so some moron's going to be at the Shake Shack line at Citi Field for four innings.
So to combat that, a few stadiums have actually extended alcohol sales. Most of them usually stop during the seventh inning. Now moving to the eighth inning, the teams include the Diamondbacks, Rangers, Twins, and Brewers. Sorry, Rich, the Mets are not on board.
I like how you're angling it that it benefits the fan, which it does, but it really just benefits their pockets.
Like, well, yeah, obviously.
Wait a second.
We're doing this for you guys.
Right.
No, they're not. They're doing it because they lost time in the game. And I think it's stupid because this is weak, Joel. I'll tell you what, weak. Because, I mean, not trying to be safety boy here, but the reason they cut it off at the seventh inning is so that people aren't drinking and then driving minutes later. But it's like, hey, let's have them drink it. Hey, let's drink it until the ninth inning. I don't know. I think it's sort of weak, but I think it's a good trick. Do this. If you bring your kids to the game, I've told my kids they stop selling cotton candy and ice cream after the seventh inning.
Dad? I'm like, yeah, they do. I think it's kind of mid because they're insulting our intelligence.
So
you know they're making this adjustment simply because they were hit in the pocket. This is a total money move, not for the benefit of the fan at all. So I think it's mid that they're trying to pull the wool over the fans' eyes and say, no, we're just trying to make sure you still have your fun and enjoy the experience.
It's like buying a present for your wife that you're going to use.
Yeah,
and pulling it off like, I got this for you.
It's like when Rich invites you over and he wants you to help him move his furniture or paint a wall or something.
Oh, yeah.
But then he's like, no, we're gonna have pizza. And I'm like, dude, I don't care about the pizza.
I know what you're up to.
I know it's not about the pizza. It's because you need my help. But he tries to push it like, but we're going to have pizza.
It's like pizza heated in the microwave, Joel.
Yeah. It's like, we know what you're doing. You're just trying to make more money. And you're jeopardizing our safety by doing so.
One more, Spotty.
Oh, one more. I got so many. All right. I know the NFL season's coming up, so we'll be here before you know it. Prices have been revealed for the NFL Sunday ticket. Everyone's...
They're a little steep.
They're a little steep. So as you know, it shifted from DirecTV to YouTube TV. They won the bid after the contract expired in 2022. So for current subscribers, you can get Red Zone with the package for $289. And for non-subscribers,
Like you have to do it early. Like
yeah,
the
there's
early
a pre-sale
special.
Because for $349 to get NFL Sunday ticket, if you wait, it'll be $449.
What?
And once the season hits, it's an extra $40 to get Red Zone. So how do we feel about this shift?
I think it's going to inspire people because everyone wants like Hulu Live or YouTube. You might switch your provider if you're trying to figure out the best deal. Listen, I love football so much. If you're telling me $400 spread out through half the year, it's worth it because there's nothing makes me happier than a Sunday sitting back with a drink or coffee with all the games on the different screens and split screens. So to me, I'll be honest, I don't care if it was thousands. I probably would have paid. I think it's business.
Yeah.
Easy to say for Daddy Stacks over here. Me, the common man, the regular fella, Steve Covino. I
got to
speak on behalf of the rest of the country. He says, what are you smoking? $449 for football?
That's a lot of money.
Are
you living in a garage in the barrio?
Who are you? But a lot of people listening live check to check, and they're thinking, wait, I got to pay how much?
And there's also speculation that they might do like single buys for in-market games for single games if
that's
you want to just
so
watch
it. That's so weak. Yeah. I don't want anything going up. Is my pay going up? That's weak. That's weak. Can I expense it?
You hear that, Don?
Yeah.
Is the pay going up?
I think that's very weak, but man, disappointing.
Yeah, just see if steal the password from here.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
The Dalai Lama. There's a news story. Even Cardi B's mad at him. She's like, coronavirus!
Well, and then what, she was she's like, she's got no room to be mad at anybody because she's vile sometimes.
But Cardi B was like, we got predators out there. The Dalai Lama, as you mentioned before, there's a weird clip that was floating around where some kid wanted to give him a hug. And he told the little kid, like, suck my tongue.
Okay.
And then he said he's being playful.
He is being playful, but that's still really weird. No?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You think?
Exactly. And he did apologize. That's the update.
I was trying to like think like maybe like a weird cultural miscommunication or disconnect, but no, he was like, suck my tongue.
No, suck my tongue. And if there was some sort of miscommunication, he wouldn't have apologized. He would just would have explained that he was kidding. And
just weirdo behavior. I don't want to harp on that, but I said yesterday, and I wonder because Joel's got his Detroit Lions hat on as we speak.
Yes, sir.
If you could guarantee your team win the championship in whatever sport that was, if you were a big Lions fan, or I'm a Mets fan, or Niners, or whatever your team is, Danny G, when was the last time your Raiders won anything? Marcus Allen was playing.
Yep.
Jim Plunkett was behind center.
Last time Raiders won anything, it was on Tecmo Bowl.
Plunkett deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, if your team hasn't won for a minute, I ask the question, would you
suck the Dalai Lama's tongue? Would you tongue kiss the Dalai Lama if it meant
I gotta call
if it
you
meant
out.
Your team won? And I said, you know what? Yes.
No. Rich didn't even hesitate. He hesitated right now for effect to make it seem like he was debating it. Rich said it without hesitation. He would absolutely do it if it guaranteed the Mets a win. And that's just desperation of the highest regard.
Yeah.
You would actually do something like that for your team to win.
I would.
Man. And you know what?
Judge me all you want. You're trying to tell me some Cleveland Browns fan out there or someone that's like, oh, I love the Sacramento Kings, first playoff appearance in 16 years. You tell those fans, hey, dude, see that old weird guy, the Dalai Lama? Lick his tongue, and you're going to win a championship. I think
we're opening up the phones because I want to know, you know, who your team is and if you would make that sacrifice. 877-99 on Fox. 877-99 on Fox. And again, at Covino and Rich, because the answer is an astounding Rocky Balboa. Absolutely no.
And just
absolutely
so you know,
no for this guy. Iowa Sam, because we had this conversation, you know, over wings, and we talked about it yesterday. Iowa Sam was like, yeah, I would do it.
Well, like, yeah, I was saying, I don't imagine him getting much action to begin with, so that might.
No, but like, you know, where's your sense of dignity? Your pride?
For every deep, intelligent conversation we have to offset it with dumb stuff like this once in a while, because I think this is a random funny question for the diehard fan whose team hasn't done it.
Well,
Joel,
I love the Tigers.
You love the Lions.
I love the Lions, Red Wings, Pistons, but there is nothing. Nothing in the world that can make me lick a llama's tongue.
The Dalai Lama or a llama.
Nothing.
Yo,
nothing.
No way. Nobody. No how. No thanks. I'm not that desperate.
I think talking about a real llama.
I know. I don't care about, you know, anything that much. As I jokingly said, and I really wasn't joking, if my dad's life was on the line and they were like, the only way to save him was that, I'd be like, nah, Dad, I'm sorry. You raised the son to have some dignity, and he would respect it. He would respect it. He would be like, hey, hold your ground, man. I respect it. I'd have to say, sorry, Dad. What do you want me to do? I can't. And he would understand. So, come on, my team. You could say, well, you're a spoiled Yankees fan. That is true, but they haven't won in 13 years.
The dad is dying. He said, lick it, son.
I know.
Lick it, son.
I'm sorry. You know, you raised the kid to stay strong in his convictions. I can't do that. I'm not that desperate. I don't care that much about my team winning that I'm willing to sacrifice my own, like, pride, I guess, to do something like that. But
every time
I understand everybody's different.
Every time there's a weird hypothetical, you could gather that Covino's the type that's like, I wouldn't do that. I got pride. New Jersey. Yankees. Like, I want to punch him in the nose.
I can't do that. And then you have to face your friends and your peers and tell them
what if it was to be the Little League home run derby champion?
You know what? I already did that without having to do that, Joel.
Then let me turn back the clock. If you got the flux capacitor with Doc Emmett Brown, Marty! Great, Scott. And by the way, really cool-looking documentary on Michael J. Fox.
Yes, it's called Still on Apple TV. It's not out yet.
It looks like you're going to cry. Looks like you're going to reminisce.
Coming soon, yeah.
If you were Michael J. Fox and got to go back to the future,
okay.
And I said, Covino, you could like sort of redo chapters of your life, and you'd be on the Yankees.
Ooh.
And all I had to do is suck the Dalai Lama's tongue.
And now, now it's all I have to do.
Is it on camera for the world to see?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I can't.
You did that.
Sorry.
But it would be like, no, but based on your age, it would be like Bernie Williams, Derek Jeter, Mo Rivera, Andy Pettit, Steve Covino.
Oh, man. I'm part of the core four.
No, it wouldn't be the core four because we would rewrite history. It would be the Fab Five.
The six.
You're the pitcher. He could be the pitcher, too. Let's make him the pitcher.
Yeah.
He could be on the mound at Yankee Stadium, the old Yankee Stadium. No, the answer's no because I have rules that I live by, and it's desperate. It's desperate and lame behavior. No, the answer's no. That was weird. I'm not doing that. Seriously.
Well, if you took me back, I couldn't even answer because my mouth would be full of tongue.
It's a weird story.
Yeah, you know,
but it's a true story.
I guess the lesson to be learned here is that when you think of your friends and family, everyone's got different moral levels. Because truthfully, I'm thinking about all the weird things I probably do for money, a woman, or my sports teams to win. Kevin in San Diego, you're on with Covino and Rich. Thanks for dealing with the dumbest question of the day.
Too easy. Too easy. I'm from the city of no chips ever, the great city of San Diego, and it's too easy. I'd lick the Dalai Lama wherever he wanted me to lick it.
Really?
No, but
see,
no,
he's a man of conviction,
hold
Kevin.
On, though. You really would, though.
Yes.
That's the question. You really would? Or are you just saying that?
No, if you told me right now, if all of a sudden you're like, hey, Rich, surprise, guess who's in the lobby?
You really would, though.
The Dalai Lama.
You have to
lick his tongue, and that means the Mets win a World Series. I would, without hesitation, be like, yeah, let's bring it on.
Hey, it sounds weird, but again, I'm just quoting this guy. He didn't say lick. He said suck my tongue to this little boy.
Suck my tongue?
He said that. So you say lick. You would do that in front of all of us just for your team. What's your team ever done for you? I hate to give you the Bronx Tale sort of, you know, feedback. Like Chaz Palminteri, you think Mickey Mantle cares about you? You think Keith Hernandez cares about Rich Davis?
You think
Polar Bear Pete cares about you? You're willing to do that?
My dude Francisco Lindor? I don't know. Your phone calls, your feedback. I'm going to look on Twitter while Danny G gets the names on the board here. CNR in for Dan Patrick.
You guys are wild, though. I'm telling you. You guys are wild.
I think what it comes down to is you and I.
And by the way, didn't your parents teach you anything?
Not much like every...
No. Covino can't get away with that.
Yeah. Yo, Joel.
If it's not on TV or broadcast, that guy's on the mound.
No. Honestly, man, because I would be in my head always about what I had to do to get there. There's no shortcuts in life, man. There's just...
So you don't regret Nancy in the third grade?
I don't. No, I wouldn't change anything, Joel. I really wouldn't. It is what it is. Would you suck the Dalai Lama's tongue if it guaranteed your team a championship? You know, there's so many factors involved. Everybody's different, but it also matters, you know, if your team hasn't won in a long time.
Yeah, there's factors, but I think one of them is every group of friends sort of resembles what we're doing here on Covino and Rich. You got some guys that are like, yeah, I'll do whatever you want for money or this or that. And then there's other guys like Covino. I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing, but Covino's the type of guy where he wouldn't do anything for money or trade. I got pride.
Ready?
I think it matters how quickly will the guarantee come through. Okay, so.
Oh, imagine that.
Top of the ninth inning, and we need the bottom of the ninth? Okay,
Oh, yeah, you know, but maybe knowing ahead of time. This is interesting, Joel. What if the circumstances... These are the dumbest hypotheticals, by the way. I love it. Let's say you're watching the Yankees.
Yeah.
And it's like the playoffs. And they're down by 5. And in that moment, someone goes, Covino, now's your chance. Dalai Lama. And they turn this game around and have the biggest comeback and win.
Like the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What do I do? The answer is no. I got to stay strong.
Oh,
and
you
got to
say
really
heat of the moment
no.
Like Tyson.
Yeah, no, I can't do it.
See, he won't even do an impression when you ask him. He is the Covino is the most stubborn guy you'll ever meet in your life. Let's go to Dakota, South Dakota. Aaron, you're on with Covino and Rich.
Yeah, as a lifelong Vikings fan, the list of things I would do, not even for them to win it, for them to play in the Super Bowl, the list is pretty short.
Chuck Foreman.
Wow, man.
So, Aaron, let me ask you, Dalai Lama, yay or nay?
Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah, get this guy.
Wow, that's wild.
Tony
dude.
In Michigan, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on,
Tony? Are you in on this Dalai Lama deal, or you got pride like Covino?
Yeah, so Detroit Lions fan, I'd rather stick with my tradition of eating a turkey dinner on Thanksgiving in pure disappointment every single year.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, then do that. So you know what? What's odd about you is Rich, who's so willing to do something like this for his stupid Mets. You know, I do laugh and say, you know, good for you. You're a funny guy. You take one for the team. That's great.
Yeah, but then I also think, like, I mean, my tongue's been in some weird places. I mean, I had a fun 20s.
Oh, my
what?
God.
I'm just saying.
No, it's true. It's funny.
How many championships do you have?
Dude, Joel, my daughter is 5, right? And she goes, Dad, when did the Mets win the championship and the trophy? I go, buddy, you're in kindergarten? That's when they won when I was your age. 86. I was in kindergarten. That's how long, buddy.
Oh, the miracle.
Yeah.
But Rich says stuff like, Covino's got pride. as if that's something dumb or bad. That's what I don't understand about this guy. Like, he's like, yeah, his stupid pride.
Well, you're too prideful for your own good.
Thing,
for your own good.
No, that's a good thing.
Timmy Tim in North Carolina. What's up, Tim? You're on with Kavino and Rich. In for DP.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How are you guys?
What's up, man? How
Having
are you?
Fun, man.
Doing good. Hey, look, I just want to say that I would look anything to see the Bears win a Super Bowl. Just throwing that out there.
Have you seen our producer Spot's toe? I don't know about anything.
I fixed my toe.
It's got not
one,
lit.
He's got
it's
one of those petrified.
Lit. No, I fixed that.
Yeah, Spot, fixed Spot used to
years
have
ago.
Well, he used to have a petrified fungus toe. I don't know if he was
there
like
is
that.
A big difference between touching your tongue as a lick and having to suck.
You know what? That's that good. Is so
good
true.
Good distinction. That's
that
what
is
she
so
said.
True. That is so true, Joel.
Micah in Central Coast, California. What's up, Micah?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man? What's your thoughts on this?
So this might be an unpopular opinion. Maybe some of you will respect it, but I've been watching the Timberwolves since Wally Szczerbiak played there, so longtime Timberwolves fan. But part of the joy in sports for me is not knowing the outcome. So if I were to rig it somehow by sucking some dude's tongue, it just wouldn't do it for me. It'd kill the thrill of it.
Yeah, you know what it would be? I know what he's saying. It would be like sleeping with a prostitute knowing she really didn't like you. He's saying like it wouldn't be like a real win.
What if Josh McDaniels is your head coach? Do you kind of know what the outcome is going to be?
You know what? I think you sort of do.
Damn it.
Hey, if you want to chime in and
get
continue,
the Listerine.
If you want to continue on this ridiculous conversation, at Covino and Rich on Twitter, Instagram, hit us up, follow us, we'll hit you back, all right?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.